Dictation for Janet, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, September 11, 1937. Address as a letter to Dr. Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Matt, M-A-C-H-T, N-P, 4631534, and Dr. Kreposman, 9564105. Dear Sister Matt and Dr. Kreposman, a consultation for Mrs. Wilson with progressive rising creatinine. Over the last few years, creatinine has risen. From below 1 to presently 1.7, 1.8. She has obesity, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and prior stroke. Weight at home fluctuates 256 to 258. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. Takes diuretics. Stable dyspnea. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Urine without any cloudiness, blood, or foaminess. Uses a walker, no falling episode, arthritis of the hips bilateral, but no anti-inflammatory agents, does use Tylenol, has a sleep apnea, SIPA machine over the last 10 years, no oxygen, has dyspnea, mostly on activity, to some extent at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, is not noticing any chest pain palpitation, no syncope, there is decreased hearing, but normal speech. Next paragraph, the past medical history for obesity, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She says a mini stroke. There was no focal motor deficits, and she denies any problems with speech, question memory abnormalities. Diabetes, cholesterol on treatment, no reported diabetic retinopathy, minor peripheral neuropathy, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms. No deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. A cardiac cath 18 years ago, apparently. No severe stenosis, no procedures were done. Remote history of rheumatic fever when she was 9-10 years old. There has been No endocarditis. She denies congestive heart failure, denies any gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, no liver disease, kidney stones, gout. Next paragraph, allergic to penicillin. Next paragraph, medications include metoprolol, Lipitor, Losartan, Bumex, potassium replacement, Namenda, N-A-M-E-N-D-A, Eliquis, Trulicity, pyro replacement, B12. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. For recent episode of gout, prednisone was given for a few days and already discontinued. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral shoulder replacement, bilateral knee replacement, left breast cancer. Did not require chemotherapy, radiation treatment. She doesn't recall taking hormonal treatment. This is 10 years or longer without recurrence. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, present weight, 267 inches tall. Blood pressure was 118/62 on the right, 112/64 on the left, sitting position, large calf. Normal eye movements. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit, JVD. Lungs are clear without any RAL, which is consolidation, pleural effusion. Irregular breathing, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no masses, no ascites, no gross enlargement liver spleen. 1+ peripheral edema, bilateral varicose veins. Pulses are acceptable, capillary refill, minor decrease, and distal cyanosis, but no gangrene ulcers. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from February, creatinine 1.8, abnormal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated probably from diuretics. Normal albumin, elevated calcium 10.3. This calcium has, over the last few years, been between normal and mildly elevated. Liver function tests are not high. Present GFR, if this will be a steady state, 27 stage 4. Thyroid studies are normal. B12 folic acid, normal. Low normal iron studies, ferritin 138, saturation 31%. PTH at 388 with a normal vitamin D25 at 41. Through the years, creatinine 2019 between 1 and 1.1, and then progressively rising. 2020 up to 1.2, 21, 1.3, 1.4, 2022, 1.5. And presently 1.7, 1.8. I do not have a urine analysis. There is, however, an albumin creatinine ratio, which has been in the 30 to 35 milligrams per gram. The last urine analysis is 2019. In that opportunity, no blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive over the last few years. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No evidence for pulmonary edema. She does have intermittent hypercalcemia with elevated PTH, which makes the concern for potential primary hyperparathyroidism. Renal failure is associated to low calcium and high PTH. Primary hyperparathyroidism can cause fluctuating levels of calcium between normal and mild elevated. There has been no history of urinary stones or gross hematuria. A kidney ultrasound should be done to also rule out nephrocalcinosis or obstruction. We'll see if there is any activity in the urine to assess for any potential glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. I did not change any pressing medications. Continue management of hypertension, which appears to be, if anything, in the low side, but not symptomatic. Continue anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation. Continue diabetes cholesterol management. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. There has been no recent echocardiogram and clinically cardiovascular is stable. All issues discussed at length with the patient and doctor. She also has an appointment with endocrinology on the next few weeks. We should consider a nuclear medicine scan for parathyroid gland to assess for any potential adenoma. We will also check for urine calcium, which will be the hallmark of primary hyperparathyroidism. Further advice to follow with results, end of dictation.